Cheetah.
A Buffalo Bills team. Yes, Cheetah.
Don't forget Cheetah, the handcuffed Cheetah.
Hopefully he gets a ride to the stadium this time around, maybe, or just drives a little slower, or I don't know. Maybe the cops don't freak out when they see him this time. Either way, that's what's coming on tonight. A game that is on Amazon Prime. I hate to remind everybody of this, but the Thursday night games are all on Prime. So that's where you're going to have to watch it. But you'll be watching this one. It's an AFC East matchup. One of these two teams is not going to be behind the Patriots in the standings after tonight, which is interesting. And which one do you think is going to be, Andy Hart?
We're watching the standings.
I'm watching the standings. How long do you think they're going to be in the outside of third or fourth place? I'm very much watching these standings.
I'm very interested in this game because of A, I think there's an intrigue to both teams. Josh Allen, to me, is one of the most watchable players in the NFL because of the way he plays. And I think we're all wondering, what can he do with young receivers, different receivers? Can he do the Brady thing? Can he just say, I'm so good that I'm going to make these guys good enough around me, win the division again? Because he's won it four straight years? At least three straight years. Maybe four straight
years. I think four, yeah.
It's been four ever since 2019.
Right. So can he go five straight years when people said, oh, they got rid of Diggs, blah, blah, blah. And then on the Miami side, early in the season, that offense is ridiculous. The big plays, we know it. Their coach may be a dink and a freaking caricature of himself, but I think he's a pretty good coach.
He knows offense, that's for sure. I mean, he's drawn that thing up, and he does have a lot of talent on the offense, obviously.
Absolutely.
No Mostert, he's out. But you do have Achane, I think.
He is questionable, I believe.
Okay, so either way, I mean, you know,
they're like the
bunch
49ers.
Of games those guys were out. Yeah.
Doesn't matter who they put in. Generally, that guy can run the ball a little bit.
Yep.
Because of the scheme, and it helps when you have defenses that are scared as hell of two of the fastest guys in the NFL, and yeah. Waddle and Hill being out there.
That's a Miami team that did not get off to a good start. It seemed like they were going to get smacked around by the Jaguars. They came back at the end and won the game. Same thing with the Bills. The Bills were shaky in week one. It looked like they were going to lose to Arizona, who was a lottery team this year. At least Jacksonville was good. Arizona was not, and they're a team that's working on trying to put the whole thing back together, and they needed a lot of things to go right. Buffalo did. On top of the comeback that they orchestrated with Josh Allen and his new receivers. But, yeah, I was thinking that same thing. Buffalo lost a bunch of guys on defense. They were really up against the cap. They had to let all these people go, including Steph Diggs, who they traded away, who was, I guess, a nightmare to deal with. And I wonder, like, is that going to take a toll? Or do the Bills, with their core of players, starting with Josh Allen, their MVP-caliber quarterback, who's never actually won an MVP, is this enough to go forward and to keep winning and to keep taking the division? I'm not sure about that. I think Miami takes it this year.
And every one of these, if the division is what we expect it to be, three teams and then the Patriots or the also-Rans, every one of these could be a tiebreaker game. Every
totally.
One of the, you know, I'm mocking you for looking at the standings in week 1.5 here on a Thursday night, but this could be a tiebreaker game where either the Bills or the Dolphins win or lose the division because of this game, right? That you end up kicking yourself in week 17 or 18 because you kicked one away here. I like the Bills here. My guy Brian just told me that Josh Allen has never lost on a Thursday night. And
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Just so happens it's Thursday night.
Sure
and
it
also
is.
Just so happens that I like Josh Allen and I root for him. I know Keon Coleman didn't do much week one, correct? The new rookie receiver the Patriots actually wanted.
Yes.
But
I'll tell you exactly what he did. But yeah, he didn't do a whole lot.
You know, they're trying to find somebody, whether it's him, Coleman, Kincaid, the tight end.
Coleman had four catches, 51 yards. He had the most yards out of any of their receivers. Shakir, 3 for 42.
I think he can be a star.
Mac Hollins, 225. Knox, 123. Kincaid, 111.
Jesus.
Curtis Samuel, 2 for 15. Yeah, wasn't
Kincaid a first-round pick last year?
I believe so, yeah.
How
and
about
Knox
you start doing something,
a little
bum?
While. Knox was a first-round pick, wasn't he?
No, I don't think Knox was. But
Knox
I'm pretty
was
sure.
Knox was a third-round pick.
Yeah, Kincaid, I'm pretty sure, was a first-round pick last year. Now you got Keon Coleman. There's no excuse. Put your big boy pants on and help Josh Allen win. I'm a little bit of a Josh Allen fan, you'll come to find.
Yeah,
like
seems
Josh
like
Allen.
It. I like
one of
Josh
the more
Allen
fun
too.
Players.
He is a fun player. He reminds me a lot of like young Cam Newton. Like he's got that same kind of skill set. And I sort of thought like he didn't have a great start to his career, but he has come into his own. And he's one of those guys that I thought needed extra help around him if he really wanted to flourish, if he really wanted to hit his full potential. And I thought Steph Diggs provided that. Now that he's gone and you're dealing with Keon Coleman and Shakir, it's a different story. I mean, we'll see. It was enough to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Let's see if it's enough to keep up with the Miami offense and what they're, I'm sure, looking to do at home here against this Buffalo Bills team. Now, the Bills defense didn't look great against Arizona, but they do have a pretty good secondary, even with the guys that they lost. And I think that all in all up front, they're still pretty strong. They did lose some key players, but I don't think they're in any sort of desperate situation there.
No, I don't think so, but Miami can make you look bad.
Yeah.
Like, Miami has the potential at any, you know, it's one play, 80 yards. I know that was the longest of his career, but
right.
Tyreek Hill can do that at any time. Jaylen Waddle can do that at any time, and that's the danger of facing that Miami. Now, what'd they put up, 20 points in week one? So they're not exactly coming off, it's not like they put up 70 in Denver or whatever
right.
last year. So, but they can make you look bad in a hurry. I think this is a fun game, and the short week in week two, there's a lot going on here. Now, the better coach is McDaniel, correct? Sean McDermott, I think we all have questions about how good he is.
Yeah, I think we have some questions about McDaniel, too, don't we? I mean,
we do, but if you had to pick one to scheme something up, who would you pick?
To scheme up an offense, I'd definitely take McDaniel.
Well, yeah, because McDermott's a defensive coach.
Yeah, I'd probably stick with him.
I think McDaniel's a better schemer if I had to put my faith in it. Josh Allen, undefeated on Thursday nights. Keep rolling, Josh. Keep
6-0.
All right.
Make it 7.